How would I boil business down to its essence for, you know, this audience of very, what I would say, undereducated entrepreneurs who live in this rural jungle village in Honduras?
Baylor business professor Blaine McCormick had been asked to give business lessons to some local entrepreneurs while visiting Honduras in 2009. The answer to his question came from a Coke bottle, and what he and the locals learned from that bottle of Coke has started spreading around the planet. Dr. McCormick and Dr. Van Gray, colleagues at Baylor, took those lessons to Kenya and Rwanda this past summer, and now groups from other schools are taking them elsewhere around the world. It's Coke bottle business classes, a seemingly unlimited number of simple business lessons that can be taught merely by putting a Coke in someone's hand and asking them to think about what they're holding. It all started accidentally when Dr. McCormick was imparting business lessons to local Honduran entrepreneurs just over 2 years ago.
I just happened to look down, and beside my chair was my Coke I was drinking from lunch, and I picked up my Coke bottle, and I said, "Well, how do you know where to buy Coke?" And it changed the conversation from there on out for the rest of our time together. We went on a tangent that we never got off of, and they started answering questions in a completely different way.
The whole thing about the lessons is it really does just try to focus on the very, very fundamentals.
Dr. Van Gray heard McCormick's recounting of the fortuitous meeting when he returned to Waco and shared his enthusiasm for the possibilities of teaching business basics with the simplest of props.
To help them perhaps structure what they want to do in their business, what objectives or benefits they want to achieve. And so those fundamentals are such things as customers or profit or, you know, daily actions and alliances with others.
McCormick and Gray recognize that, globally, business can be viewed with suspicion. The idea that business is a transaction in which one party takes advantage of another is pervasive, from the largest cities to the most remote areas. Many entrepreneurs globally have never thought about how to build mutually beneficial relationships with customers.
A customer is someone willing to trade money or something else of value, like an animal or food, for something that you offer.
That audio was recorded in Rwanda. Dr. Gray is contrasting a robbery with a business transaction to help his students think about relationship building.
In the United States, a robber typically has a gun or a knife.
They tell us, and sometimes they tell us right in the middle of the lesson, actually, I've never thought of business as being about hospitality, because business was either about some tricky shell game you play, or at worst, it was a thuggery where people come in and make you buy something you don't want or they harm you. And for them to be introduced to the idea that your customer is not an interruption, it's not an irritation, but they're an opportunity for you to provide hospitality and solve their problem, this is just night and day difference. And I think I'd call it an awakening, I guess is the best way I could put it. And they've just never heard it. And so that old ad campaign from Coke, where there's Coke, there's hospitality, has just been the best introductory lesson I think that we can give on it, because we're setting a table with Coke for them and we all open a Coke and start drinking it and we talk about this. And they feel the welcome, and they maybe can remember that and replicate it in their businesses.
Building relationships was just the start. Tomorrow we'll continue our look at McCormick and Gray's discovery that a bottle of Coke could teach lessons in a way that a book never could. It's a project that's consuming the two Baylor business professors and is spreading to other schools around the country. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.